Why should your loved one have to leave home just because he or she becomes disabled or weakened by age-related or other conditions? Thanks to the nonprofit Grace Center for Adult Day Services in Corvallis, they can continue living at home but also enjoy stimulating activities and support during the day. Grace Center's activities have wide appeal. The large Grace Center facility is bright, clean, and cheerful, and includes a textile room, woodwork room, massage suite, library, and billiards and game room. The center's caring and professional staff provide a therapeutic daytime program of physical, mental, and social activities, as well as health monitoring and care management. Find out more at their website, gracecenter-corvallis.org. That's gracecenter-corvallis.org. Or stop by during business hours, Spruce and Division near Highland Drive in Corvallis.
Valley Talk on News Talk 1580 KGAL.
Welcome to KGAL's Valley Talk. I'm Jeff McMahon. Tara Stegner is our guest on Valley Talk today. She is the Director of Community Relations at Grace Center in Corvallis, where they offer help for home caregivers. Their website, gracecenter-corvallis.org, is where you can find out a lot of information. And if you want to find out more after you hear our broadcast or even during the broadcast, we invite you to check out their website. It's well laid out. Welcome to KGAL.
Thank you so much.
If you wouldn't mind just giving a brief description of what it is you do, I think this is so unique and so vital.
Thank you. Yeah, so Grace Center is a specialized adult day center. So that means we're just open during the day. Right now our hours are Monday through Friday from 7:30 in the morning until 5:30, and then one Saturday a month, the second Saturday. And the people that are coming to the center are going to be either a senior or an adult with a disability. So it's actually ages 18 and up. And these are folks who at this point in their life, be it because of a physical decline or a cognitive impairment, they do need help and can't be home alone. At this point, they are still living in their home, mm-hmm. and a family caregiver, a family member, either an adult child or a spouse, has kind of stepped up to the plate and is providing care for them. But they need a place to be able to get out of the house, to do activities, to participate in exercise and therapies. We have a nurse on staff who's doing health monitoring for them. So it's a place for them to come during the day to take part in this therapeutic program. And at the same time, while they're attending Grace Center, that family caregiver is getting what we call respite, which just means a break from caregiving. It gives them a chance to make sure they're taking care of themselves or even just to be able to get things done they need to do, such as grocery shopping or, you know, for the adult children caring for a parent, they're usually still working. So they need to be able to go to work and know that mom or dad is safe and in a good environment. So that's the heart of Grace Center. We really want people to be able to remain living in their own home as long as they wish to.
In reality, if you do not take care of yourself, you really don't have much to offer
exactly.
to someone else. But yet, for the average person who's trying to pull this off on their own, they just don't have any choice but just to keep giving and giving
right.
and giving. And pretty soon you're running out of gas.
Exactly.
So this is an amazing service you're providing because this is an opportunity on a regular basis where you can actually take some time
right.
and recharge your batteries.
Right, exactly. I have a lot of family caregivers that come in and they are so grateful and they say, you know, today I got to take a nap and I haven't had a good night's rest in a long time. Or, you know, for our caregivers who are taking care of their parents, they're often working full time. And so they're kind of faced with a scary choice of mom had a stroke, you know, she's moved in with me and she can't be left home alone now. So do I either have to have mom move into a nursing home or do I have to quit my job? And, you know, sometimes people just aren't quite ready for that transition. And so Grace Center oftentimes is a transitionary service. We help people kind of stay in their own home for maybe several years longer than they would have been able to. You know, nursing homes and memory care, they're very important services and they're a really key component of the long-term care spectrum. But
people like to be home.
Yeah, so Grace Center's kind of that missing stepping stone within the spectrum of long-term care where you go from living in your own home for 40 years to all of a sudden needing to have a lot more care. And so we help ease that transition or we help people make that transition a lot more successful and on their time frame that they're comfortable with.
This is a wonderful thing that you're doing, Tara.
Thank you.
Grace Center, again, is located in Corvallis, 980 Northwest Spruce Avenue. How, for the person who is not real familiar with Corvallis, how do you find where you're at?
Sure, we're really centrally located. We're just one block south of Circle, and Spruce runs between 9th and Highland. So if people know where Market of Choice is at, we're on the same side street as that. And some exciting news is, you know, the building we're in, it's a beautiful 11,000 square foot building. And in it, we have a variety of different spaces that we use for our programs. So we have two gyms. Grace Center has a full exercise program and health monitoring by our nurse. But then we also have activity rooms. So we have an art room, a textile room, a wood shop. We have a lounge with a pool table, and we actually have a full garden where we have chickens and grow fruits and vegetables. So we have this beautiful area that we've been in actually for 10 years now. And we're in the midst now of a capital campaign to purchase that building. So we'll be there for the long term.
Oh, good. Yes. And how's that coming along?
It's going well. So we just kicked off our public phase of that, how we're going to make that our forever home.
So I see that on the website there, I see one of the categories of people you serve or care that you provide at Grace Center is a post-rehab.
Yes.
I'd love for you to explore that a little more fully and explain
Absolutely.
What that is.
Yeah, so post-rehab is one of our specialties at Grace Center, and that's actually what makes us unique in the state of Oregon in adult day services. So what we're doing there is we're working with individuals who've had a stroke, a traumatic brain injury, or they're recovering from a major surgery. So Grace Center actually serves all ages 18 and up. So we do have some younger clients coming. When someone has had a stroke, say, for example, the normal trajectory would be they would be hospitalized. After that, they would get discharged and probably go to some rehab, temporary nursing home placement to kind of continue to recover. And then they're going to get discharged and they're going to head home and they're probably going to be seeing physical therapists and occupational therapists. But eventually, insurance will stop covering that, and then that's it. And usually, unfortunately, with a stroke, they're going to have some lifelong challenges that they're going to have to keep working towards, either, you know, regaining more independence that they lost or maintaining what they've regained. So at that point, they come to Grace Center for that post-rehab, and we have specialized equipment. We have an ambulator, which is a device that allows wheelchair-bound individuals to get up and walk. We have our nurse, and then we collaborate with physical and occupational therapists to help people continue in those exercises and therapies on a daily basis, because, you know, their home may not be set up well for that, or it's just one less thing for their family member to have to try to be, you know, the one that has to get them to do their exercises. They can come to us and we'll provide them that safe environment. There's really this spirit of encouragement, and everybody's kind of rooting for each other at Grace Center. So a lot of people come in and find that it's really an inspiring place to try to be as well as they can be. So that's what we do with the post-rehab.
Very good. And so really, in a way, you're providing hope to people.
Yeah, absolutely. I see a lot of bright, smiling faces at Grace Center. The other specialty we have is memory care. So we do serve individuals with various forms of dementia. You know, Alzheimer's disease is a common one, but we serve all forms. And we're able to help people whatever stage they're in. So a lot of family members are really reassured and happy to know that our program is actually set up for individuals. That means we've adapted our activities program so it's accessible. Our staff are continually trained on dementia care techniques. It's really a privilege to serve those individuals, and it does take a lot of intentionality to really know how to serve well. And our facility is a safe and secure facility, so there's no chance if someone does have what we term as wander risk. They're actually safe to navigate our whole building and gardens without any fear of, you know, exiting the premises, because
right.
that can be a reality with memory care.
Oh, yes. Once in a while in the news, you'll hear about someone who is being cared for in their home or in a loved one's home.
Right.
Who ends up wandering off.
Exactly.
And what a horribly scary thing to have
right.
happen.
And so that's what's so reassuring for our caregivers, that if they're family members to that point, they know that they can bring them over to Grace Center to enjoy all the activities and exercise, and then they can go do those things and not be worried, panicked at home. Is my husband going to walk out the front door, become lost? So it really is a lot of peace of mind for people as well.
And you also talk on here just about socialization and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about the ambulator, so that people who haven't been able to on their own to walk,
right.
this enables them to get up, walk again, which has got to be just exhilarating.
Exactly.
But just in general, about what you're meaning by socialization and exercise, literally people can just come, if they're being cared for by someone else, and just to be around others and to have good activities to do? They can just come and be a part of Grace Center?
Right, yeah. So there's just a brief admissions process, and we actually create individualized care plans for every person that comes. So we really make sure we know everything about them that we'd need to, whether that's their health history, but also what social history they have, you know, what work they did, what kind of activities they like. And our activities program is really robust. We actually, at 1:30 is our main activity hour. If people go onto our website, they can see our activity calendar for the month. There's actually three options every day for people to choose from. And we focus on therapeutic activities. So we do animal therapy. We have dogs and cats come visit. We've even had llamas and alpacas stop by. Music is a huge component. They talk about music being the back door of the brain. It's very, very helpful for folks who've had a stroke to actually be able to speak again through music. And then also if people have dementia, the memories associated to music stick. And so someone who has at the point where they're having a hard time being connected with the world around them because of that dementia, when a song comes on, they light up and know every word. So music therapy, we have live musicians come in, we do interactive music, we have art therapy, we do ceramics, painting, you name it. We do cooking activities. In fact, I'll brag a little bit. We have been making jams. We partner with OSU's Extension's Master Preservers program and do some jamming activities. And we made a whole series of jams over the early part of the summer, and we submitted them to the Benton County Fair, and we ended up getting 6 ribbons on our jams. So we're pretty proud of that.
That's wonderful.
And we'll be selling those at our holiday bazaar every year that the participants, that's the term we use for our clients, they help put that on. And so a lot of different activities. And then, yeah, that exercise program is really structured. We have exercise throughout the day. People come on a full day, half day, or hourly basis. Some people come Monday through Friday. Some come once a week. It's up to them. And right now we're averaging about 25 to 30 people a day at our center.
Just a tremendous opportunity for people who are taking care of someone that they love to get a break, to get some professional services.
Right.
What do they do?
They need to call us at Grace Center. Our number is 541-754-8417. Or they can go to our website, which is gracecenter-corvallis.org, and get in touch with us. I'd love to meet them, give them a tour, tell them more about Grace Center. Like I said, there's a real easy, brief admissions process that we would go through, and then they could try out our services. I also want to let people know we do have private pay rates, but we hold various contracts. So if people are wondering, you know, what's it cost to come to Grace Center, that's laid out on our website. But we hold a contract with Medicaid, with the VA, and we have several programs through Senior and Disability Services, as well as some scholarships. So absolutely. Give me a call and I can tell people more about that. There shouldn't ever be a reason someone shouldn't be able to attend Grace Center. We have lots of resources.
Try to find a way to make it
absolutely
work.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very good. That's good to hear. Something else that I think is comforting to people's ears and to their hearts is the fact that you are a nonprofit.
Yes, we are.
And so you're not out to gouge people for whatever you can get, or, you know.
Right. In fact, Grace Center, if you compare us to comparable services, we're significantly less expensive. So a lot of times the only other option for people in this situation would be in-home care, which is a wonderful service. But
that's really expensive.
It is expensive. So in-home care probably averages about $23 an hour, and Grace Center for a full day averages $12 an hour. So it's about half as much as in-home care. And I think what people realize is the difference there, too, is you're getting the same component of getting respite and that loved one is being cared for, but they're going to still be in their home. Whereas in this case with Grace Center, they get to get out of the house and participate in all these activities and exercise.
So just going there
right.
in itself
yes.
is an outing, an activity,
right.
Some spice in life.
Yeah, right.
You know, let's think in terms rather than for the caregiver. Let's think of the person who's being given the care and how much meaning there can be in just getting out of the house
exactly.
once in a while and going someplace pleasant that you can enjoy
right.
with pleasant people.
Yep,
I mean, how valuable is
exactly.
that? That's impressive, yeah. So something else that I was wanting to ask you about, by the way, I should remind everybody who we're talking to, it's Tara Stegner. She's the Director of Community Relations with Grace Center. Adult Day Services is what they offer. And as I'm looking down this list of things, something that jumps out too is that from the medical care standpoint, you do have a registered nurse.
Correct.
On site all the time.
She's there every day.
This is a comforting thing, too.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and she's the one who is creating those individualized care plans. And something, too, if listeners are wondering, we do take care of medications, too. So she delegates to a med aide, so that's not a problem at all. You know, if someone has, you know, insulin or a medication they need to be taking, that can be taken care of at Grace Center. And we're in collaboration with everyone's primary care physician. So we make contact with that physician and have ongoing relationships. So a lot of people really love that there's a nurse who has eyes on, you know, every week all of us staff get together, all the care staff and the nurse, and we sit down and we go over each week any new participants, any participants that, you know, we're monitoring and are concerned about. And so many times our nurse is the one that catches a med reaction that the pharmacy didn't catch, or, you know, some underlying, you know, condition that wasn't caught before. So it's very helpful in that regard for caregivers to know that there's kind of some centralized care and there's some communication going on between our nurse and the other care providers.
Speaking again from the standpoint of the person who's being cared for.
Yes.
The difficulties in behavior sometimes when someone is in a position to where they've either been, that their body's been damaged because of a stroke or whatever reason that they need for this care, or it's memory care. Sometimes they aren't the same person as far as how they behave.
Right.
And it's difficult for a loved one, untrained, to deal with that.
Yep.
And you can actually, by them coming and being with people who know how to deal with this on a regular basis, you can actually help to reduce some of that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Especially with memory care, you know, individuals with dementia, like I mentioned, we're training our staff, we're doing, you know, we're taking the most aggressive approach we can with training to just really make sure that we understand, because really with dementia in particular, it's kind of like learning a new language. The individual themselves no longer has the ability to communicate with the world around them in the way that they used to. And so a lot of times behaviors are really just a way of them trying to communicate they're in pain or communicate that they have a need. And if you just look at the behavior, it'd be easy to get frustrated and to just think, oh, they're just acting out. But really, you look beyond that and you look to identify what's happening when that behavior happens. And then we can usually figure out, okay, this is actually the need. We meet that need. The behavior's gone. And that's really very helpful for our family caregivers, for us to be able to help them with that process and help them understand their loved one as their loved one goes through this journey. You know,
it sounds like a breakthrough moment when something like that
happens.
Exactly. For both the person being cared for and the caregiver.
Exactly.
That's exciting.
Those are exciting days at Grace Center when we when we make those discoveries and work with people.
Tara Stegner, the Director of Community Relations for Grace Center, our guest here on KGAL's Valley Talk. You have a little space on your website, which I should mention, so folks can check it out right now themselves if they'd like to. The website is gracecenter-corvallis.org. That's gracecenter-corvallis.org, a website with everything you're going to need to know and all the contact information and questions you might have. It's all there. You have a section there talking about opportunities to volunteer. Would you please talk about the benefits of that for the person volunteering and the opportunities available?
Absolutely. Well, as I mentioned, we have all these different types of activities. So if somebody has any skill they'd love to share, whether that's woodworking or music, that's one way to get involved. Another way is really just being that companion. Some people really just enjoy coming in and providing that one-on-one companionship. Sitting and chatting with one of our participants is probably one of the most rewarding things you'll get to do. And our participants have the most amazing stories, and they're just ready and willing to tell them. And so sometimes it's just coming and spending time with our participants. If you have any skill sets, you know, as a nonprofit, we'd love your help. If you're handy with a hammer, or you have a group of people you want to do a work project and help us weed our garden, I mean, it could be anything. We have all the information up on the website that you can apply. And, you know, the benefits are you really get to connect with the community. Our tagline is we're keeping families together in our community. Communities intergenerational. And so something we're really passionate about at Grace Center is, especially with our senior participants, is helping them stay as engaged with the community as possible. And we keep them in their own homes, so they're within their neighborhoods, they're within their family. Yes. We want our society, we want our community to be intergenerational. And sometimes it's easy, unfortunately, for seniors to get a little bit isolated and kind of off in senior communities. And so this is a way to really help them stay connected with all the generations within our community. And so that's another benefit. You know, so we have volunteers that are, you know, high schoolers all the way up to retired persons themselves that really just want to be able to give back. And and we just have a lot of fun at Grace Center. So I encourage anyone to look into it and see if that it would be a good fit for them.
Again, the website, gracecenter-corvallis.org. Tara, thank you for your time today. It's been a joy to get to know you.
Thank you so much.
If you have a loved one who can't be left at home during the day, there is help available at the Grace Center for Adult Day Services in Corvallis. Socialization and exercise, memory care, post-rehabilitation, and personal care. Also included, morning beverages, a nutritious lunch, and an afternoon snack. A warm, safe, home-like environment to enjoy a variety of activities. It's a win-win. Your loved one gets out of the house to socialize and enjoy activities, while you get a break and time for yourself. Open weekdays and one Saturday a month. No long-term commitments. In fact, you can bring your family member in for just a few hours when you need a break, or for the whole day. The center's caring and professional staff provide daytime therapeutic programs of physical, mental, and social activities, as well as health monitoring and care management. Find out more at their website, gracecenter-corvallis.org, or stop by during business hours, Spruce and Division near Highland Drive in Corvallis.